Charles Hurt, Chappelle's Show comes to life, media, Democrats portray Larry Elder as a black white supremacist. By Charles Hurt on September 3, 2021. President Joe Biden is turning the world into the movie set of Mad Max. Democrats are converting America into a third world poverty camp. And Terry McAuliffe is running for governor of Virginia, promising to lure businesses to the state with more abortions. He actually said that this week. The innocent American citizen would be forgiven for feeling a tad bit of malaise these days. But the real threat to America, according to Democrats, is the white supremacist running for governor of California. The Los Angeles Times warns that radio talk show host Larry Elder is on a political mission to destroy black people. It's that, perhaps out of spite or perhaps out of an insatiable need for attention, Elder opposes every single public policy idea that's supported by black people to help black people, the paper claims. This has been true for decades, but it's particularly problematic given the racial reckoning following the murder of George Floyd. Let us set aside the absurd idea that the same Democrat politicians turning the world into the set of Mad Max and America into a poverty camp and believe abortions lure businesses have the faintest clue how to help black people. There is something else a little more, problematic about this stunning claim. Larry Elder happens to be, how do we put this gently? Black. Not that the LA Times did not notice this. They are a crack bunch of reporters over there. Mr. Elder is, and I quote, the black face of white supremacy, the LA Times reported. No, this is not some crazy spoof you might read from the Babylon Bee. This is the actual Los Angeles Times newspaper. And it was not in the comics section. In addition to accusing Mr. Elder of being the black face of white supremacy, the LA Times also accused him of being dangerous and smug. Also, we are told, just because a man is skinfolk does not make him kinfolk. Oh my lord, somewhere, the ghost of Jim Crow is kicking himself for not thinking this stuff up. Not since the renowned racist, Clayton Bigsby, has there been such a threat to black people in America. For those who don't remember, Clayton Bigsby is the blind white supremacist famously exposed by comedian Dave Chappelle. For the last 15 years, a man named Clayton Bigsby has been the leading voice of the white supremacist movement in America, intoned the Chappelle Show reporter who exposed Mr. Bigsby. Despite his popularity, very few have ever seen him due to his reclusiveness. But in an effort to bring his message to a wider audience, he agreed to give his first public interview ever. But, as the Chappelle Show revealed, there was something even more extraordinary about Mr. Bigsby than just his blindness and reclusiveness. He was, it turned out, also black. When the Chappelle Show anchor approached Mr. Bigsby's home, he found a black man in overalls wearing blind person glasses and clutching a walking cane. Seated beside him on the porch was his doting wife, who was white. Clearly mystified, the Chappelle Show anchor inquired if Mr. Bigsby was really the man he was seeking to expose. What? You don't think I can write them books? Screeched the blind, black-white supremacist indignantly. Just because I'm blind don't mean I am dumb. The Chappelle Show anchor was astonished. How could this have happened? A black-white supremacist? It turned out that Mr. Bigsby was born both black and blind. And since he was blind, the nice people at the Wexler Home for the Blind where he grew up decided never to tell Mr. Bigsby that he was also black. So, naturally, he became a white supremacist. His dark secret was aided not only by his own blindness but also by the fact he always wore a hooded white outfit in public. Sadly for Mr. Bigsby, things did not end well. Eventually, he was exposed by the Chappelle Show and, after a long grieving process, accepted that he was, indeed, a black-white supremacist, just like Larry Elder. At which point, Mr. Bigsby divorced his white wife of 19 years for marrying a black man. It's a cruel world out there, but at least we have Joe Biden, Democrats, and the LA Times to make sense of all of it for us. Charles Hurt is the opinion editor at Washington Times.